Okay, morning, we're Sanhedrin Daf Kuf. Okay, Daf 100, it's actually 99 Daf. We're on the last line of Daf Tzadik Tet. But what's interesting for me is that the Gemara is discussing what Apikoros is, and we can see the Apikoros of the Gemara is totally different to how we use the word Apikoros today. Because in Apikoros, they use Apikoros like what the Gemara calls a min, we call an Apikoros. Yeah. Like a non-believer, we say you're Apikoros, you know, but here, Apikoros is more like just a guy who's badly behaved, got no kavod. So now we carry on with that. So Rava Amar, what's an Apikoros? Konhani de Bei Binyamin, Asya. It would Bnei Binyamin with doctors. The Amre, right? And they would say, what would they say? Ma'ayani lan Rabbanan. What use of these Rabbanim? Me'olam lo sharulan urva. Velo ashlan yon. They've never done nachidushim. They aren't able to find a way to make an orev, right? It's interesting, orev and the yonah from Noach, right? That's our parsha last week, right? The orev and the yonah. So the orev is treif and the yonah is kosher. They've never made a way to make kosher the orev, and they've got no way to make treif the yonah. That's a big deal. What do you need rabbis for, right? Look at Rashi. Lo amuranu shum chidush, lo matzinu b'torah, right? Those ever we found in the Torah, they tell us they've got nothing different to the Torah. It tells us, what do we need to rabbi them for? So now the Gemara brings a bit of a story over here, because this is Rava who says that, right? So Rava knew these guys. So Rava says, "Ki have a mighty treifta de Bei Binyamin kamei." When the guys from Bei Binyamin, that family who were the doctors, would bring me an animal. Now they didn't obviously bring him a treifta, but they brought him an animal which they thought might be treif, right? With a question of treifas. I think that's what the pshat is. He would say like this, Ki have a chaze bei taima lehetaira. If he saw a reason that it could be mati, that it would find it wouldn't be treifa. Amar lehu techezu. He said, look guys, the kashrin lechu urva. I'm now making an urva kosher. What does it mean by an urva? Look at Rashi. Sheheter ze eno matzui batra ele sofrim amaruhu. Don't think that chachamim got nothing to add. This is midivrei sofrim. In other words, this is halocha. This is halocha dvarim shebal peh. This is Masorah that is allowing me to make this animal kosher. If you just went on the fine detail in the Torah, you wouldn't know it. So there is an advantage. And he'd say, and ki abchazu taima v'chazu taima leisura. If you thought they had to make a treif, he'd say to them as well, right? Abelu techazu de kaasan lecho yone. You see, according to you guys, you think it's just a yone and it's kosher. I'm telling you it's treif. Okay, in other words, he showed them that chachamim, the simanim are very cut, clear cut. But the chacham needs to understand exactly, you know, all the nuances, the subtleties. Like kinklip, exactly, good answer. Right, Rapapa Amar. So now Rapapa gives, we're still discussing examples of what an apikoros is. Rapapa Amar, so that those doctors would be apikorosi because they were mezalzel chachamim. I apologize, my nose is very blocked this morning. Rav Papa Amar, Kagon da Amar Hani Rav. Right? Rav Papa says, a guy who says, Hane Rav, just stub these rabbis. Right? These rabbis. That's the, I think what he says, yeah. Look at Rashi there. Kagon da Amar Henu Rabbanan, Ka Adam Shomer, Ototam in Chacham, Delashon Bazuihu. Right? Like he disgraced the other, these rabbis. You know, that's not because, right? Zesha yal olomar rabotainu, shim komploni, right? He say rabotainu. Lishnach Rashi says, Kagon da Amar Hane Rabbanan, the Keshu Mesape Shum da Ram Rabbanan, he quotes them, Omer Hane, these guys, Velashon Genaihu. And what he should say is, Aval Henhu Rabbanan, if he says these, in other words, like, not Hane, just them, but Henu, you know, in talking with more kavod, that is not Genai. Now the Gemara gives a story. Rav Papa Ishtali. Rav Papa forgot this one day. He never spoke properly. Va'amar kagon an rabbanan. And he himself, Rav Papa said, these rabbis. Right? Ve'itiv b'ta'anit. And he sat and he fasted because of that. Right? So you can. Levi bar Shmuel, Rav Huna bar Chia, havu kemetakne mitpachot sifrei debei Rav Yuda. So they were there and they were busy fixing up like the covers of the Svarim. You know, like what do you call it? We call it today. What's the word we call for the cover of the Sefer Torah? The Me'il. I think it's what we're talking about, yeah? Right? Kimatu Megillat Esther, when they got to Megillah, remember, we don't have a Megillah as a rule rolled up in the Aron. But I know a lot of Yeshivas, well, but the Gush, they had it in the back of the Aron. All the Aftorahs were read from Megillah. A lot of you have seen shuls, they read the Aftorah from Megillah. So the Megillah's also got its own Me'il, right? Like I said, like Sefer Torah. So they got to the Megillat Esther, Right, look at Rashi there. Letaken la mitpachat, to fix up its coat. Amrei ha Megillat Esther lo bai mitpachat. They say we don't need to wait to fix it with mitpachat for Megillat Esther. Klorab lashon baya. Right, they asked like more in a question. They sort of said like, do we like ask each other? Should we? So Amalei Rav Yehuda ha varai lo tricha. So then they said to Rav Yehuda, because when he's bad midrash, obviously we don't need it for that mitpachat. Kona acherot like all the others for him that aren't part of the Sefer Torah. Lashon genaya who. Right, because the Havel Elameima le Rabbam b'lashon shela. They were asking themselves a question, but they like, sort of stated it like it's obvious to Rabbi Yehuda. And they actually should have asked Rabbi Yehuda, Harav, what do you think? Should we? No, nah, Rav, we don't need to do this. They should have said, what do you think? Should we do it? Right? Kach tzrich oinot tzrich. They should have asked him that. So Amre Hamigil, I'm back in the Gemara. Amre Hamigil este lo bai mitpachat. So Amar Lehu, Rabbi Yehuda said to them, ki hai gavna nami mechzei ki af pikurata. The way you guys are speaking is also a way of apikoros. In other words, a little bit have kavod. I'm your Rav. Say to me, Rav, what do you think? Should we or shouldn't we? Right? Rav Nachman Amar, ze hakore rabo b'shmo. You see this? Rav Nachman says, who's an apikoros? A guy who calls his Rav by name.
Sometimes
I
say something like Daniel
says,
when you say Rav,
it's
Rav.
Daniel says it, yeah. Yeah, I'm not your Rav. Okay, right. Right. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Neeman Enash Kechazi. Kechazi was Elisha's assistant, right? He says, "Bimnei Shekar Rabbi Shmo," because he called it Shemeshmo. Shneimar Vayomer Kechazi Adoni Amelech. We spoke to the king there. Zot Haisha Vze Bena Asher Hichya Elisha. You should have said Asher Hichya Harav or my master, whatever, right? We haven't got time for a story. Yati Rav Yirmiya
came. Really punished for asking for money.
Okay, right, but the spin on it. I don't know we're going to. We haven't got time to give him psukim, but you're right. I'm saying there he took money for what he shouldn't take money for, right? He wanted to charge for Elisha's services, but nonetheless the spin the Gemara is putting on it is that had he not said Elisha, it might have been a little better. You're right. Right. Now you show him on drush, Steve. Yati Rabbi Yirmiya, Kamed Rabbi Zaira. So Rabbi Yirmiya, now Rabbi Zaira was the bigger, the heavier weight here than Rabbi Yirmiya, right? Rabbi Zaira is the Rav here. So Rabbi Yirmiya sitting in front of Rabbi Zaira, Yati Vukamar, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lotzi Nachal Mibayit Kodesh HaKodashim. In the future, Hashem will bring a river out of the Kodesh HaKodashim. Va'alav Kol Minei Megadim. And on it will be all Minei Gedolim. Rashi says they're dintras, right? Which is below us. Kol Minei Perot Metukim. Right, what's the word I'm looking for? Not sweet foods, but delicacies. Thank you. Delicacies, right? Shneimar. But anachal yale al sifto mizeo mizeo koletz machalo yibul alehu. Right? All the waters will come out of this and nothing will crumple up. V'lo yitam piryo lechotshav yivaker. And the fruits won't end and there'll be always new fruits. Kimei mav min amigdash. Because the water comes out of the migdash. Hem yotzim v'aya piryo lemachal. And its fruit will be, you'll be able to eat it. V'aleyu litrufai. And its leaves for medication. Right? We're going to see just now. Just look very quickly. Go with me. Count in the wide lines of the Gemara. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You see this is v'aleyu litrufai. Remember that, this is the last words of that. We're going to come back to this pasuk in about 15 lines time. So now Rabbi Yirmiya is sitting next to Rabbi Zaira and telling him this. And Ahu Saba, look at Rashi, the Ahu Saba. It doesn't explain who the Saba is. There's obviously an older guy sitting there, and he said to Rabbi Yirmiya, Yeshar, right? Yeshar, we say today, Yeshar Koach. Well done. That's a great vort you just gave there now. V'chein am Rabbi Yochanan. And you know what? That Rabbi Yochanan said it as well. So you're going to see Rabbi Zaira is going to say, the way this Saba used, said that Rabbi Yochanan, he was, if he needed to give him chizuk, that's also apikorsis. Right? What? Yeah, I said, it's like Yishar Koach.
Yishar Koach is that you go to the Torah, you are going to die from your Koach, from the Torah.
Yeah, Yishar Koach, never knew that. Right? Yeah, fair. Say that again, just tell us again in English. You go to that?
When you say Aliyah la Torah,
right,
and you are Mula Torah, then you lose of your Koach. When you go down, the Yishar Koach.
But why do you lose your koach? I mean, okay, turn
back and
ask. Okay, very nice. So the chen Rabbi Yochanan, so look here, so Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya Rabbi Zaira. Ki hai gavna, Rabbi Yirmiyah was concerned that maybe this is apikosis, this Saba, saying to him, Yishar Koach, v'chein am Rabbi Yochanan. Look at Rashi there. Kidvarecha, Amalehu Saba, Kidvarecha, Rabbi Yochanan, nami hachi ka'amar, kida'amart. Right? It, like you said. Right? So look at the next, skip over that little bit of Rashi there. V'chein Rabbi Yochanan Yishar, ki hai gavna, mi mechzeik af kuruta. So he asked Rabbi Zera, is this apikosis? Right? In other words, no, actually, that goes with the next Rashi. No. But Rabbi Yirmiyah was concerned that this Saba, when he said V'chein Am Rabbi Yochanan, it looked like he sort of needed to give chizuk to what he was saying. So he was worried that maybe that's not because of Rabbi Zaira said no. That's like Am Rabbi Zaira or Am Leha. Hi, see you come and say no. That's not because he's just giving you chizuk, like you say, right? He's giving you chizuk, just helping you. Chazak baruch. Same right. Ela'i, so Rabbi Zaira now is understanding that Rabbi Yirmiyah might have heard a vort, and he's misunderstanding what happened somewhere else, and he's applying it to the situation. So he says, this is what you might have heard. Ela'i shmielach, ha shmielach. If you heard that when someone said something about Rabbi Yochanan, this is what we're talking about. This is because it's like this. Kihadi, at Rabbi Yochanan, v'kedarish. Rabbi Yochanan once sat and was teaching. Atid, we've seen this Gemara, by the way. Batra. The Yat Rabbi Yochanan Mekadarish. Atilak Shbaruch Hu Lavi Avanim Tovot Umargaliot Chayin Shloshim Arshu Amot. Rabbi Yochanan said that one day the Hashem is going to bring precious stones, right, that are 30 by 30 Amot, 15 by 15 meters. V'chokeik Bahem Eser Brom V'esrim. And he's going to engrave in them, like chisel into them, openings that are going to be 10 by 20, right, measures. The Rome will be 20, so the Rome is the heart. Right? Uma'amidan b'sha'arei Yerushalayim. Put them at the entrance of Jerusalem. These are going to be the gates to Jerusalem. Shene'emar, because we've got a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'samti kad chod she'mishmotayich shimshotayich u'sha'arayich l'avnei ekdach v'chol gvulech l'avnei chefetz. Which is after Rav Marshall, yes. V'samti, Rashi says, kad chod, right? Even tova, v'kach shema. Shimshotai chalonot, he says the windows. Shashemesh zoreach bahem, kumo shemesh umagen, hainu shemesh mamash. This is a proper song will come through it, right? Vesharaich lavnei egdach. So now, like liglega lavatotamid, something was telling me there was mocked Rav Yochanan. And said, Amar hashta kebita de tzilzel lo mishkachina. Look at Rashi there. Kebita de tzilzel, of katan. It was like little eggs. Right, kibitin etziltzila, precious stones the size of eggs of this bird we can't even find anywhere. Kule hai mishkachen, are you going to find such precious stones that are 30 by 30?
Right,
this is ligleg. We haven't got that because yet. Le'amim ifliga svina tobiyom bayam. So the that came to pass, and this Talmid was on a boat traveling in the sea. Chazilu lemalachei asharet. He saw angels. The kaminserei avanim tovotu margaliot. Right, they were lemnaser. Like how you say with the stone guys. What did they say?
Sawing.
Okay, whatever. Right. Must be a better word for that. Like a stone mason. Hugh, thank you, that's the word, Hugh. Right, Avanim Tovod Margaliot, hewing precious stones, and says, Amar Lehu. So the student says to the angels, Hani Laman, where are these going to? Amre. Atira Kosh Baruch Hu Lamidan B'Shar Yerushalayim. In the future, Hashem will put them at the gates of Jerusalem. Now that rang a bell, right, Rabbi Yochanan. Kiyadai, when he came home, Ashkechel Rabbi Yochanan Diyati V'Kadash. He went to find Rabbi Yochanan Beit Midrash. Amar Le Rebbe. Darush v'lecha na'eri drosh. What your words are so pleasant, because why? K'shem she'amarta kach ra'iti, just like you said, so I saw. So Amar lo. So Rabbi Yochanan says to him, Reka. Remember this? Remember this Gemara? Rabbi Yochanan says, you ignoramus, you empty person, you fool, right? Im lo ra'ita lo he'manta. What, without seeing, you don't believe, right? You don't believe. I always say that seeing, you don't have to believe to see. When you see something, you know it. Belief is when you can't see it. Right, that's belief, not knowing. Seeing is knowing.
Huh?
Okay. Melagleg al divrei chachamimata. You mocking divrei chachamim? Yeah, this is the Gemara you'll all remember. We saw this Gemara. It appeared twice by Batra as well. Well, the same Gemara in Baba Batra, yeah. He says, Yahav ve'ene, he looked at him, gave, he turned his arms towards him, v'asau gal shelatzamot, and he turned into a pile of bones. Don't miss Rabbi Yochanan, right? Remember, Yochanan killed Reish Lakish in the same way, right? Also the same way. Look at Rashi there, gal shelatzamot, shemet the Adam, gal to shemet, because he died. The Adam shemet, and I say gal, so the guy who dies eventually becomes into a big pile of bones. Mate, now they're going to go to Kashia. Because Rabbi Yochanan just did a calculation and he said, we're going to have stones that are 30 by 30. We're going to cut them open with, they're going to be a width of 10 and a height of 20. And they put it at the Shire Yerushalayim. In other words, the gate is going to be how high? 20.
Right?
No, Eser Barom Esrim. Eser Barom Esrim. That's how I understand it. You can look at in English there?
And it's
no, the Gov is 20 and Rom is 20, eh?
Like the gate of Jerusalem,
20 amot high. 20 amot high, yeah. Okay. And Eser, Barom. Rom is the height. You know, on the stairs, by the way, you know, in Hebrew. I don't know what it's called in English, but you know, on the stairs, you've got the, what do you call it, like where you stand on? Mm. And this.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
The riser.
This is the riser. Mm. The riser is what goes up. In Hebrew, the riser is called the Rom. Mm. Just by the way.
Well.
It's the Rom. Mm. And what's it called? The
Madrigal.
No, but there's a word for it. Anyhow, Rom, man. Anyhow, that's the Rom. The Raza is called the Rum. The heart is the Rum. Right. So now, Meitive, we've got a kashi on Rabbi Yochanan's Evorte. Why?
He just destroyed this guy, and now.
Now the Gemara, they're not in front of him, obviously. See? Right. Look at the Dalit over there, and look at the pasuk from Vayikra. Ani Hashem lokechem asher hotzeiti etchem eretz Mitzrayim, miyot lahem avadim. You will stay. Ve'eshbor motot ulchem, and I will destroy all the yoke. Ve'olech etchem kom miyut, and you will walk upright, right? Kom miyut. So look at the Gemara like this. Ve'olech in kom miyut. Rabbi Meir Omer, how will be what? It says kom miyut. You see Rashi. Look at Rashi. Kom miyut. Shtei komot shel Adam. See that kom miyut in the plural. Kom miyut. Right. Rabbi Meir Omer, matayim ama keshtei komot shel Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was 100 ama. We're on Daf 100, by the way. We're on Daf Meir, right? Good way to remember this, right? Rabbi Meir, Adam Rishon was 100 amot tall, and we'll be kom miyut, double the height of Abraham Avinu. Can we see where the Gemara is going with the question, right? Rabbi Yochanan said the gate is 20 amot high. We already be 200 amot tall. How does a 200 amot tall guy get into a 20 amot gate? Right? You've got to bend down very, very low, right? Rabbi Yudo Meir, kuf amah, 100 amah. Keneged hechal v'kotlav. See that? Keneged Hechal v'Kotlav. So the walls of the Hechal are 200 amot. Shneimar Asher Barinu Kenetaim Migdalim Menarim Menatenu Kezaviot Mechotvot Tavit Hechal v'Chule. Basically, we understand the pasuk. So now, how can Rabbi Yochanan say that the gates are 20 amot high when the people are 100 or 200 amot high, and even the one pasuk says that the walls are 100 amot high? So the Gemara said, no. Kikam Rabbi Yochanan Lechave Devei Zika. Rabbi Yochanan said, let's look at Rashi quickly. He was speaking about lechavei. I skipped all of that. Rashi is lechavei de bezik lechalonot shehashemesh v'haor nichasin b'hem. Aval asharim gvohin yoter. He was speaking about the windows when he said 20 amot. They're 20 by 10, not 100, not the doors. Okay, now we come back. I said at the beginning we had that pasuk v'aleu trufa. Now we ask, what does v'aleu trufa mean? That it's leaves on medication. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Av Dumi v'Rav Chizda. So there's a difference of opinion between Rav Yitzchak bar Dumi and Rav Chizda. Chad amar lahatir pe shel mala, v'chad amar lahatir pe shel mata. This is euphemistic, right? Your upper mouth or your lower mouth. Okay? So it's a lashon, a very nice a lashon. Look at Rashi there. Lahatir pe shel mata, lahatir pe ilemim shayu medabrim. That's the pe shel mala. And there's a tikkun there. That yud must be a tikkun. Yes. So that first Rashi in square brackets, latir peshel mala, that's people who are mutes, who can't talk. Hashem will correct them. And latir peshel mata is rechem shel akarot, haochlot min ha'ilan niftod. If you eat from those leaves, you'll be able to have children. Barren woman. The Gemara says as well, Itmar, we've got the same machlok with Chizkia, Amar Latir Pe Elmin, and Bar Kapra Amar Latir Pe Akarot. See, it's straightforward that Chizkia says that it's the mutes, and Bar Kapra said to say, to help barren women. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lutrufa Mash, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's a proper trufa. This is a medication for everything. My Lutrufa, what's it for? Truma Nachmani Amar, Letoar Panim Shobaleha Pe. this trufa is to help the Torah panim, like the way that people look, I suppose, to help fix the way they look of the balei hapeh, meaning talmidei chachamim here, who work with their mouths, right? Darash Rabbi Yoch and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Simon, and here comes a drush on that. Kol ha-mashchir panav al divrei Torah b'lam. Is anybody who blackens their face? In other words, they sweat themselves into black on this world on Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavhik zivav l'am abad. In the world to come, Hashem will make their body shine and they'll be glory. That's from the truth, and that's the truth. Shneemar, Mar'ayu kilvanon b'chor karazit. Ka'amar Rabbi Tanchum bar Chanilai, Kol hamariv. Now on that note, kol hamariv atzmo al divrei Torah b'lam hazeh. Anybody who makes starves themselves on divrei Torah b'lam hazeh, Hakadosh Baruch Hu must be all. Hashem will make sure that he's fully sated for the world to come. Shneemar. What's the pasuk? The pasuk we've got over here says, Yirveyun mideshen beitecha v'nachal adanecha tashkeim. Look at Rashi there. Yirveyun. Rashi says Yirviyun. Amali Rebbe. Look at this. Rashi says he's Rebbe. Right, what is the word Yirviyun? Right? From Ravui. Ravui meaning, right, fully satiated, right? Like overflowing with water. So Amali Rebbe, de la el mina mihai kra, that above this pasuk over here comes from Tehillim Lamed Vav Tet. He says the pasuk above it, and on top of this pasuk, mihai kra mairi inyane de mariv etatzmo. That the pasuk speaks about salving of us. We just quoted this pasuk a second ago. We said there, kol ha-mariv atzmo, right? Kol ha-mariv atzmo. So what's the catch? What's the connection? Truly, I was lazy. I should have looked into healing actually myself. I apologize, I didn't look it up. But he said, mariv yana de-mariv atzmo, uka-amar yirviyun mideshe betecha, shakash baruch hu mazbiyan al-baba. Now, the Rashi himself is troubled. What's this got to do with mariv atzmo? So he refers us back to Tehillim to look it up. Bli neder, Robert will look it up. Okay. Kiater Avdimi Amar, right? I said Bli Neder, right? Kiater Avdimi, right? Kiater Avdimi, right? When Avdimi came from, we say from Israel, Amar, Atilakash Baruch Hu Litein Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik Malei U'Maso. In the future, Hashem will give each Tzadik and Tzadik Malei U'Maso. What's Malei U'Maso? So look at the Rashi. Rashi Malei U'Maso. Melo Chofno. Shlakas Baruch Hu, right? Chofno, it's like, you know, we take a chofen for the korban, Rabbi the Mincha. It's like a hand, like, but not a full hand even, but it's a chofen, like the two fingers. You know, like you take a chofen, right? Shneemar, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, bless Hashem every day, Ya'amos Lanu, Ha'el Yeshuateinu Sela, from Ya'amos. See, Ya'amos and Umaso, right? So that's how he says it. So now, Amar Le Abayas, Abayas says to Rav Dimi, V'chiev shalom, arkein, Abaya says to Rav Dimi, how can you say that Hashem's going to give us each omaso of his hand? Why? V'alok v'arim, we've got a pasuk. The pasuk says, ki madad, look at Rashi, look at the pasuk, look in the pasuk. The pasuk says, like, ki madad b'sho'alo mayim, mi madad, sorry, mi madad b'sho'alo mayim, v'shamayim b'zeret tikein, right, to the dessert with his baby finger, v'chol bashalish afar ha'aretz, v'shakal ba'pelesarim u'gvot b'moznaim. Look here, the word here, b'sho'alo, Likutei Rashi helps us there. For those of you who go to Likutei Rashi, go look at Rashi on the very first wide line of Likutei Rashi. There's a few examples here. One of them says, davar acher. Can you see that davar acher? Okay, none of you are getting excited as I am, I see. No one's looking at the davar acher. Okay, well, I'll live with that, right? Right, sh'al shem klihu. V'chein b'sholei shiurim. So it's like a measuring cup, right? So the pasuk says, ki madad b'sho'aro mayim. Hashem measures out, right, with this measuring cup. So what's he saying over here? His question over here is, look at Rashi, v'chi efshal omar ken. Hayach adam yachol lekabel melo umaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you able to contain the omas of Hashem, right? You can't contain that, right? Exactly. V'arei ein lo makom niten lecho, you can't have place to put it. Dechol alam kulo einu ele kemizeret v'ala gudal. The whole world is pointed from Hashem's baby finger to his thumb. That's really the whole world. So you can't contain what's in his in his fist. Because it's the whole world. So look at this. So look how Rav Dimi answers Abaya. Right? So Amar, Rav Dimi says to Abaya, my time lo shchichat bagadita. Why aren't you an expert in Agadita? Abaya, you just tell me Chochem. You're not Agadita. He says the Amr of Marava in the Marav in Tisha Mishmei Derava. They say there Mishmei Derava Bar Mari. Atid Hakadosh Baruch Hu Liten Lekol Tzadik VeTzadik. In the future, Hashem will give each tzaddik 310 worlds. So you worrying about this world? They can get 300 each. They'll get 310 worlds. So if it's this world, they've got 309 others to worry about holding up what Hashem gives them. Shneimar, what?
We make a mess.
Shneimar, what? How do we know that? Shneimar lanchil ohavei yesh v'otzotehem emalei. Right, he says, "Lanchil avai, I'm going to give my avai yesh, and their storerooms I will fill up, and yesh begematria klat meya vasra is 310, right? Because yesh is shin is 300 and yud is 10. Just out of interest, we've seen a lot of gematrias, in this pyrek, a lot of gematrias. And you wonder like where the gematria comes. The Gemara uses a lot of gematria, a lot of gematria. Tani Rabbi Yirmiyahu Omer. Tariag means what? Yeah. Tanya Rabbi Yirmiyahu Omer, but Tariag is not a gematria. No, it's not. But a gematria is when you take a word and you take the letters of the word and you add them up and you equal it to a number. Tariag was created. It's Taf Resh Yud Gimel. We created the word. It wasn't like there was a word Tariag and we said, Tariag, that's gematria. That's what I'm saying. It's a little bit different. Right? Tariag is more of a way to remember. It's like an acronym, just a number. Right? Not a gematria. Okay. Sorry for me being so petty. Okay. Rabbi Meir Omer b'midash modedino. Rabbi Meir says that the way that a person, right, that he behaves, so Hashem Omer. Look, it's very important Gemara. This. Look at Rashi there. Imadad v'natan stakala ani meloch chofnav. If he gives to an ani, right, with a full hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu moded b'chofnav noten lo. Hashem measures with his full hand and gives you. So if you skimp, Hashem skimps. If you don't skimp, Hashem won't skimp. Dichtiv, right? How do we know that? Because the pasuk, it's a bit of a strange word, yeah? The pasuk says, b'sas'a. Right? B'sas'a. Sas'a seems to be like say'a, but like a double-barreled say'a, right? Sas'a. Almost like a stuttering say'a, right? Right, b'sholcha terivena. Right, I actually want to look up this word in English translation. B'sas'a b'sholcha terivena. Terivena comes from the word riv, right, to argue. But I think it more means like when you send her away so you will deal with her. Just give me an English translation on this passage. Contend, right? Hagabur chua kashab yom kadim, right? Right, Amar Rabbi Yoshua v'chi efshar lomar ken. Adam noten mele umasol ani b'olam hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu noten lo mele umasol lama ba. Can you say such a thing? Because you give, Hashem gives you. V'haketiv shamayim. The same question we had earlier. Hashem's hand is so big. How can you contain it? V'ata iomer ken. And if you don't say so, ezehi midah merubah. So the question is, if you don't say that Hashem will give it to you, then what's a midah merubah? Midah tova merubah or midah puranut? Why is that a question? What's great to hear? Midah tova. Look at Rashi there. Chibshol man ken sheyeh kosh baruch hotem ladam malech of navalo. Enu yachol lizbol kol kach. He can't manage it all. But how do you mean? Midah tova merubah midah puranut. We say that the midah of tova is greater than the midah of suffering. Why? Midah tova ketiv. Midah tova. The pasuk says, "Vayitzav shchakim imaal." Right? That he instructs the clouds above. Vidlatei shamayim petachin. Opens up the doors of heaven. Vayimtar alehem man lecho. And he rains down man on them. Right? So you can see like the superlatives here of the abundance of it. That's in the desert. Midah puranut. Imenakan manutu amar. Va'aruvot hashamayim. Just the storerooms heaven he opened. So you can see he rains down man. But the aruvot, right? And b'minat puranut kativ, v'yitzav uru'u b'pigay anashim haposhim bi ki tola'im lo tamut v'isham lo tichbe. V'yu dera'on l'cho basar. So we'll get to that in a second. Before we read that second pasuk, let's look at Rashi quickly on the first one. V'ze, have omer, midat tova mura. The b'minat tova kativ dlatot, right? B'minat puranut kativ arubot. So here he opens up the doors, and the other one is the chimneys. Arubot or chimneys, right? So like the chimneys are like smaller than the doors. The delet here, Gadoma Rashi says, delet is bigger than the aruba. The dalet, arubot, yesh, but delet. Like Rashi tells us, there are four doors in every aruba. Four arubot are in every door. So the doors are four times as big as the arubot. And now that we know this, ain't it more? We don't have to be troubled. How can a person have the ability to maintain so much? When it comes to Puranut, a man is able to withstand his punishment. Says Rashi, okay, the person will be able to receive all the good that he gets. So then you ask those kashyas. You say, how can it be that a person, how can he contain all this good? Don't worry about it. God will, that should be your biggest problem. If you're entitled to it, there'll be a way for you to maintain. And the Gemara carries on and says another pasuk here on Puranut. And how do we know that a person's able to, this is, I think, the Gemara is now coming to prove, actually now I understand it better than other years, but I think that we said that a person will be able to withstand their Puranut, right? So yeah, here's the proof. Go out and see the Pigran Hashim in the corpses, right? The dead bodies, Haposhim, of the sinners. Haposhim be who sinned to me, says Hashem. Ki tola atam, the worms who eat their body, lo tamut, will never die. The isham lo tichbe, and the fires that are burning them aren't being extinguished, right? Vayu deraon lechol basar. Likud Derashi says, and we've seen this word deraon before. He says, deraon is lashon bizayon. Is it Likud Derashi there, right at the top there on the right hand side? Okay. Really, eh? Right, this is Gog and Magog, yeah. Exactly. Yudaraon, right. Right, that Gimelah that comes from Yeshaya, which you learned that yesterday. Yeah, look, Yeshaya. By Yetzur Ravav, yeah, Pasuk, no, this is Samech Vav. Pasuk Kav Dalet. Right. Right. So he says, So now how can it be, says yeah, that their bodies aren't consumed, the fires don't burn out, and the worms aren't burnt up? The Gemara says, "Valo adam moshit etzbo baur baolam hazeh." When a person sticks his finger in the fire, miyad nichvai, gets burned straight away. So how can the worms there live up and the fire doesn't get extinguished? What's going on? So that's how, just like Hashem gives the koach, that their bodies will last, they won't be extinguished, and they'll burn up and they'll suffer, and the worms will eat them. Just the same way. Don't worry about it. You'll get your good. Don't have to ask any questions. Okay, now. Now we go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah we had on Daf Tzadu. We had Le'olam Yashu Aretz, and we said Kulam Olam Haba Chutz Mi, and we said Omer Ein Chiyat Amayti Min HaTorah. We saw that. Then we said Ein Torah Min HaShamayim, there's no Torah from heaven. We saw that. Then we saw Apikoros, and we saw that. Now we've been discussing Apikoros. Now Rabbi Akiva said Af Akore B'Svarim Achitzonim on Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, right? Also reads the books and the halochesh ala makar. Remember, you whisper like all the Google magic words on your things. So now we're up to svarim chitzoniim. So the Gemara says like this: so who is Tana? We got a bright besifre tzedukim, right? If you read the books of the tzedukim, so Rashi says who the tzedukim shekofrim be'el chai. Okay, the Tzedukim didn't believe, that's one example the Brachta says. The Tzedukim didn't believe in the Torah Baal Peh. Right? That's why he says here, Shekofrin Be'el Chai. Okay, because that's, you've got a Torah Baal to Bichtav, get on with it. Rav Yosef Amar, so Tanakama says, Besifre Tzedukim. Rav Yosef, right, he says, Besefer Ben Sirah. Now, it's worthwhile, not that I'm an expert, but you know, but yeah, in the notes here, he's got in the art scroll, yeah, he's got a note number 6 in the Hebrew, I don't know if it's in English. It says, Ben Sira lived during the times of Beit Sheni, at the beginning of Beit Sheni, and some say that he was the son of Yirmiyahu Anavi, right? And his book is made up of a whole lot of, like a collection of Meshalim, of all, what Meshalim, has a Meshalim? Of like, parables, thank you. It's parables, Meshalim, right? And Levad bin Akhtim Shagmar, and there's some of that the Gemara brings here in the future. And what he says over here, interesting thing he says, it's a different Gemara, we're talking about Batra as well. He says a lot of these are the time that the Gemara brings actually don't feature in the Ben Sira book that we have today. Because he says that, but rather the Hebrew edition, the original, it seems to have got lost through generations. Mm-hmm. And what we have today is based on a Greek translation that was written by a descendant of Ben Sira that lived in Egypt. Okay, so it's interesting. So the quotes here from Ben Sira aren't in the Ben Sira book. What's in Ben Sira's book, but the books that exist, there was an Egyptian translation, obviously made its way down the line. A lot of Ben Sira we'll see now. The rest of this Amud, or most of this Amud, we're going to have like four big kashyas on Ben Sira. And in the Gemara style, right, it asks the kashya and brings a lot of Ben Sira. Okay, so most of the next, the balance of the Amud is actually about Ben Sira. And what's interesting, you'll see quite a lot of Ben Sira is psukim from other sources, right? Interwoven, like a bit of a pasuk here, a bit of a pasuk there, etc. And it's basically trying to teach like a sefer musar of a kind. So the Rabbi Yosef Amar b'sefer Ben Sira. Nami asu lemikri. You also can't read Ben Sira. So now Amale Abayas. Abaya wants to know, why can't you read Ben Sira? So you'll see from this next few lines in the group that Abaya was an expert on me. He had read Ben Sira. Okay, that's I think the takeaway from this, right? So Abaya says to Rabbi Yosef, my timer, why do you think you can't read Ben Sira? Do you say, Elaim, if you're going to start quoting Ben Sira, right? Elaim, there are four like real, there are four like big kashas, yeah? And in one of them, he's got, I got up to letter H, I, like nine. In one of them, he quotes like nine different sources out of the Ben Sira. So he's got lots of quotes. He was a proper, he knew Ben Sira backwards, Abaya. So Abaya said like this, my timer, Ile Mishum de Katav Bay, Lotintosh Gildene Meudne. Right? Look what he says here. Lotintosh Gildene Meudne. Rashi says Gildene is the top of a dug. Right? That when you come to strip the gut of the blood, look, Rashi says, Shema dug, Lahi Nakat Meudne, Shedako Shil dug, that Gil Haf Shatomeos. No. If you want to skin the fish, right? Don't skin the fish from its ear. Odne, remember the Dalit and the Zion in Aramaic switch, we've seen a lot, right? So Odne is Ozne, right? From Ozen Shilo, right? Don't strip the fish from its ne- from its ear. Why? The Lord, what?
Does that
from its ears, fish, because it has ears. Huh? It has ears, man. The gills or the
so
ears, man.
Right? From his ear.
Right, it hasn't got an ear. This fish has got an ear, okay? This fish has got an ear. You're arguing with Ben Sira? Right. So, Lord Titosh Gildene Meudne, right? The Lord lazy obviously means like from the head down. I imagine that's what he means, like from the head. Gills, okay. There it is, eagle, eels, eh? Okay, interesting, eh? Gills. Klomar lotosh oroshel dag afilu me al ozno. Here, Rashi. Look here, Rashi says, yeah. Lotif shot. Klomar lotif tol oroshel dag. Don't take the skin of the dag. Afilu me al oro, even from its ears, from al ozno. Meshatam afsid haor. You're going to lose the or. Why? The azil mashchei lechavle. When you pull it off, you're going to have to throw it away. Lehefseda. Eletzali yach yate benura. Singe it on a fire. The ochel bay and eat it. Tartin gritzin. If you look there on the Likud Rashi on the side, it says gritzin or two kikarot avim, thick loaves of bread. Eat that's the Gemara. Make a sandwich, exactly. So say Lord just gild them ordinary, the Lord lazi mashkana chavla, eletzale yate benure burn it for ichu by tartin gritzin. Okay, now imaf shit. So now Abai, is that your problem with Ben Sira? That he says that. Because if you're worried about that, if you're worried about the pshat of what Ben Sira said, but all right, the Torah says, don't ruin the trees. There's an issue of baltashchit. So what Ben Sira is telling us is, don't ruin, why waste the skin? So what's your problem with Ben Sira? And imi drush, and if you're worried about the drush of Ben Sira, because Abai's really got a drush now, what's the nimshal of Ben Sira? Orech arek kamash, they're teaching you common behavior practices. Why? The law, leave all shalokadarka. When you're having a rest with your wife, don't have a shalokadarka. Right, in other words, the normal way, obviously, of skinning this fish, there's a better word for it. You don't skin a fish, you do something, I don't know what the word is. Anyhow, what's it? Okay.
Fillet.
No, fillet is taking the bones out. But how do you to take, de-skin something?
De-scale.
To flay. Isn't that the right word? I think that's the right word. To flay. You flay. That's right.
To lift short.
Yeah. To flay. Also with the skin, with Rabbi Akiva, that they flayed his skin with steel brush, with steel things. That's it. Right. The Lord leave us look at dark, right? Ella. Mishum. So is that your problem? Right? The law leave us look at dark. The ain't hagun la dam, the snorted dark over 100 kama meotne. That's why I said from your ear. So, what's the problem? So, he says, obviously, that can't be your problem. So, maybe this is your problem. Maybe because it says, but, yeah. This is a good vote for your wedding. Hey, Ellen. This is specific. This is coming up now. This is bischut your wedding, that, right? He says, why? What does he write in Ben Sira? But la'avia matmonet shav. A daughter is a treasure. What do you say? Matmonet shav, like a false treasure. Right? Why is it a false treasure? Listen to, why is it a false treasure? Yeah, David also got married now. Why is it a false treasure? Mefachda, because he's scared of her, or worrying, he's troubled about her all the time. He's worrying. Lo yishan balad, he can't sleep at night. Right? Look at Rashi there. Ain't no yachol yishon. Right? He can't sleep. Right now, why can't he sleep? If you got a daughter, you never sleep. Why? Bekatnuta, when she's young, shema titpata. Maybe she will be misseduced. She'll lose her way. She'll won't behave too well. Benarutea, right? Titpate, right? Well, how do you say it? She'll be seduced. Benarutea, when she's already a maiden, shema tizana. Maybe she'll sleep around. Bagra, now when she gets older, shema lo tinasei. Maybe she won't get married. Nisait, when she gets married, you start panicking. Shelo neda, right? Shelo yiyula bani. Maybe she won't be able to have children. Hiskina, then she gets older, Shemetasek Shavi, you worry she might become a witch. Right? So therefore you never be relaxed about daughters. Right? Now of course Steve wouldn't know about this, right? Right. Now Hara Bananami Amra. Right? So now he said Abaya says to Rabbi Yosef. He says, and if that's what worries you about Ben Sira, but Chachamim also says the same thing. That they said, on the one hand, the world needs boys and girls. You have to know both. However, Ashemi Shebanav Zacharim. Happy is the one who's got Zacharim. Why? They have to worry about the daughters. So it's exactly the same pshat as Ben Sira. So what are you worried about? Oilo Lemi Shebanav Zacharim. Right? And woe unto he whose daughters or whose children are daughters because of Rak Ben Sira. So obviously it can't be that because the Torah says the same. Ela Mishum. So maybe what you're really worried about in Ben Sira is Dichtiv Lo Ta'el Davia. Right? And look here, Rashi says over here, Davia. See Rashi there? Da'aga. Right? Don't stress. Right? Don't stress. Lo Ta'aga. Right. Belibecha. Lo Ta'el Davia Belibcha. Don't let stress into your heart. Right? Don't panic. Don't be anxious. Right? The Gavre Gavrin Katil Davia. Because stress kills the greatest of people. We know that today, by the way. That's a fact. That's proven today. Stress kills the strongest of people. And if that's your problem, that Sarah says that, HaShlomo Amra, even Shlomo HaMelech said that. Da'aga b'lev ish. Right, look at the pasuk there, the whole pasuk. He says there, what pasuk is it there? Quoted here, hey. Right, da'aga b'lev ish yashchena v'davar tov yesamchena. So Shlomo HaMelech said the same thing. So when you go tying against Ben Sira. Right, so now the question now is that pasuk there, that's why I want to read the whole pasuk, because it says Yashchena v'yesamchena. Right, Rev Amiam v'Rabbi Yossi Chanamar yesichena mida'ato. What do you mean when it said yesamchena and Chanamar yesichena lacherim? So one says that yesichena or yesichena mida'ato will take you mad out of your mind. Chanamar yesichena lacherim. Look at Rashi there. Yesichena lacherim. Shema yesiuhu aitza. You'll get bad advice from other people. Okay, that's what he means. So. Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. So it can't be that. So what's your tying against Ben Sira? Maybe another example was written in Ben Sira. You see, I buy a new Ben Sira pretty well, right? Is that what he said? Make sure that you don't have people in your house. Don't have two people. Keep people away. Rabbi Nami Am. Rabbi said the same thing. Rabbi Omer. Lolam lo yarbe adam ra'im betoch beto. Don't bring unwanted people into your house. And Emar ish ra'im le'troag. Basically, look at Rashi there. Lesof meri'im lo shemitkotet imahem. Allow people to say hello to you, said Rashi. Right? Look here. Ish ra'im. Shiesh lo ra'im harbe. Have lots of friends. Right? But be aware. He says, right? So I don't understand that properly. So what's your problem there with rapes? Maybe now comes the fifth taina now. The fifth example of now. Here he brings nine different examples. I is 9. Hey, J is 10. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, 9. J is 10. Right, J is 10, right. Right? Litroea. Right? Elim Mishum Dichtiv. Are you worried about? Because he says like this. Zildekan kurtaman. Look at Rashi. We need Rashi for all of these things. Teida shechacham v'charifu beyoter. A guy zildekan kurtaman. What zildekan? Rashi says the mishes skeino daka v'chalusha. Right? Like one of these weak beards. You've got like a hairy, wiry little beard. Right? Know that he's a clever guy. Avdekan sachsan. Look at Rashi there. And mishes skeino ave shotehu. The guy with a heavy, thick beard. He's a fool. Right? The nafach bekasei. A person who blows on his cup, Lord Tzachi, isn't thirsty. So I should be a dusha and samay. And Amar, b'may echol lachman, the guy says to you, what can I eat my bread with? Rashi says there, right? Ha'omer, right? Be'ezeh liftan or chelpat, what can I like use? Like, give me some hummus. What can I mix my bread with? Lachman savvinei, take his bread away from him. Rashi says, savvinei. Be'adush en ra'ev, v'kach alechem yadosh, ilu haya ra'ev, haya ochel. If he was hungry, he would eat. He wouldn't ask you stupid questions. What can I eat? If he was hungry, he would eat. And now he's asking you questions, he's obviously hungry, take his bread away. Ma de itlei ma'abarta bedikney. Right, so it's like a man the itlay ma'abarte bedikli. Rashi there, she's kano man the itlay ma'abarte. Ma'abarte means like a path, right? A ma'avar. In other words, his beard split, like he's got two beards, a parting in his beard. Thank you. Right, she's kano mechulak umefutzal v'yesh ben shnei shvilot kamin ma'avar. Right, kule alme lo yachli le. Look at Rashi there, ba'ar mimutei. Right, this is a sneaky guy. Right, what's the word for ar mimut? There's a word for it in there. Demitoch shechashav kol yamav ba'ormut, because his whole life is busy conniving, right? Sly, lad. Meisim yadol iskeno moshech kadam shemechashev. He's sitting there all day going like this. All day long, he's pulling his beard like this, conniving, conning, whatever it is, right? So now you can't trust him. I'm Rabbi Yosef. So now Rabbi Yosef. So these are all from Ben Sira's book. So Amar Rabbi Yosef says, Milei Malyaita Deit Bei Darshina Lehu. You've chosen all the great things. Right? Look at Rashi there. Derech Agav, look at that last Rashi. I skipped over Lo Yachli Lei, but go to the end, the very last wide down of Rashi at the top there. V'chol Hani Divrei Ruach, V'lechach Ein Korin Bo. And this is all the reasons why you can't read. And these are basically all the examples that he's saying. This is the one place that we never brought any other parallel quote from one of our Makorot.
This is about the beards.
Yeah, in all these last few examples about the beards. So Rav Yosef says, Milei ma'alaita di'it bei darshinan lehu. Right, look at Rashi there.
Klomar,
divrei ruach is divrei havai. Right, darshinan klomar aminan lehu bepirka umashminan lehu lechul alma kagon kol hani yishat vav vechol yishar at tarat lebalamati kanik shavu. Now comes long. Rav Yosef. This is a milay me'alta deit by darshinan lehu. He says you've been teaching all these things. What have you been teaching? Yishat tova matana tova. That's one. Bechek yere Elohim tinaten. Right, so yishat tova is a good gift for you. And in the bosom of a fear God-fearing person, he'll be given to you. On the other hand, Ishara'a, a bad woman, is tsarat lebala, right? Is like leprosy for her husband. My takante, what's the solution to this? Yigarshena mi baito v'yitrape mi tsarato. To chuck out of your house, and your tsarat will be fixed. Right? A third one, yeah. Isha yafa, ashrei bala. A beautiful wife, happy is her husband. Mispar yamav kiflaim, his life will double. Whoa. Look at the Rashi, kiflaim, merov hana'a chashuvin ke kiflaim. Even though it doesn't double, he's so happy, it's as if he lived a double life. Right, and the next example he brings is, haleim enecha me'eshet chen. Lift your eyes up away, don't look at a beautiful woman. Right, why? Pen tilakeid b'metzulutai. In other words, you might be trapped into her snare, or ensnared, right? This carries on a bit here. Altat etzel bala limsoch imo yain v'shechar. This beautiful woman, don't go and drink, have cocktails with her husband. Right? Why? Ki ketor isha yofia, just like she's beautiful, rabim hushchutu, many have been destroyed by her beauty. Right? V'atzumim kol harogea, and great are all the ones that she's killed, in her, right? Which she's got a record here. Rabim, look at this, hayu pitzei rochel, right, hamargilim ledaber erva. Now he says, yeah, this is another one though. Rabim hayu pitzei rochel. Look at Rashi here. Pitzei rochel. Look at the pitzei rochel. Rashi says, yeah, רבים היו פצעי אוכל. כמה וכמה מכות מקבל רוכל. So this is a רוכל like a traveling merchant, right? He's been beat up many times. המחזיר בעיר, he travels from town to town, ונושא תכשיטי נשים, and he carries jewels for women, ועסקו עמהם, and he deals with women, שפעמים שמוצאו בעל האימה, מתייחד עם אשתו ומכה ופוצו. Occasionally the husbands find him flirting with their wives, and they beat him up. Right, he says, yeah, Rabim ayu pitzay rochel ha-margirim le-davar eba. Kenitzotz mav'ir gachelet. So yeah, he says, this is another one, right? Kenitzotz, like the flame that stokes the coals. Kichlov malei off. Rashi says, kichlov dira shel ofot. This cage of birds full of chickens. Kein batehem melehim mirma. So too, their houses are full of deceit. Now, I think we're still speaking about these beautiful women and their men, right? Now, mana rabbi mitoch betecha, this we saw earlier on. Don't bring people into your house, but lo hakol tavi betecha, we saw it before. Then rabbi miyu doshei shlomecha, have plenty people who ask of your welfare, but in other words, have lots of friends. Look at Rashi says there, rabbi miyu doshei shlomecha, I'm going over time now, shetehei mitahev imakol, be friend with everybody, afa pichen lo tegaleh sotcha lekulam el lechad bina elef. But choose your confidants carefully. Right, 1 in 1,000. This is from right. Mishochevet chekecha, right? Mishochevet chekecha. Those who lie in your bosom, shmor pitchei picha. But guard your words. Al tetzar tzarat machar. Now look here. Don't suffer the troubles of tomorrow. It's actually good advice, I think. I don't know. Kilo teda maile job. You know what's going to happen tomorrow. It's why you're already worrying about tomorrow. Shem lemacharid, there might not be a tomorrow, right? You might not. Venimtza mitzta'er al olam she'eno shelo. You're not going to be there. What are you worrying about? Right? Kol yemei. What is tomorrow's daf like? Same as today's daf. Okay, I better finish it. Right? Kol yemei ani ra'im. Right? All the days of the ani are bad. Right? So now we've got a pasuk. The pasuk here says, "Kol yemei ani ra'im." Well. Kechluv male. We saw this pasuk before. Look, like this cage full of birds. Ken batehem meleim mirma. No, that's not the pasuk I want. Israim. The pasuk before Israim lehitroea. V'yesh. No, where's Kol Yemei Narim? What pasuk? I've got a pasuk. Yud. Thank you. Yud. Kol Yemei Ani Raim. All the days of the poor are bad. V'tov lev mishte tamid. Right. V'tov lev mishte. I suppose. And celebrating is always happy. Good. Whatever. Ben Siro Mer, so the pasuk says, "Kol Yemei Ani Raim." The days are bad. Ben Siro Mer, after even his nights are bad. You thought only the days. Poor guy. But Shefil Gagim Gago, his house. I'll read the Rashi's outside. The roof of his house is at the lowest, right? Because he can't fix up his house. Ubemarom Harim Karmo, and his vineyards are the top. The top seems to be the worst place to grow your grapes. You want to grow grapes in the valley, right? Which is true, right? You have the valley in California. That's where all the grapes are grown, right? And he can only afford the cheap past the top. So he's got a low roof and a high vine, right? Mimatar gagim legago. So because his roof is low, all the other roofs, their gutters flow onto his roof. Umeafar karmolo kramim. Because he's the top, all the sand from the top of the valley get kicked down and help the grapes beneath him. Right, now we've got Siman, all these Simanim here. Amarav Yizera, Amarav, my dichtiv, kol yemei ani raim. What does it mean, all the days of, Ilu Baalei Talmud. Ilu Baalei Talmud. Who are kol yemei ani raim, the poor ones? Now we go back, we finish the Ben Sira. The Gemara says, like, what does it mean, kol yemei ani, all the days of the poor one are bad? Ilu Baalei Talmud. These are Talmidei Chachamim, shekashe lilmod merov kushiyot v'sugiyot sheyesh bo. So Rashi says, why is it difficult? Because they're troubling in Gemara, not because they're bad. V'tov lev mishteh, what does it mean, tov lev mishteh damid? Ilu Baalei Mishnah. So mishteh as Mishnah. Right, why Mishnah? We saw this yesterday. Mishnah, nochal yilmod. Mishnah's easy. Gemara, you're going to break your head. Mishnah, you just read the Mishnahs. Rav Amar Ibch, Rav says the exact opposite. Right, the Baalei Talmud nehenin miyegiyo. They're the ones that are Mishnah, because they enjoy the yegiyo sheyedu lehorot isur v'heter va Baalei Mishnah. Shonev and yodeh. The Mishnah, guys who do Mishnah, they don't want that compaskin there. So they're the ones that are upset. Behind Amar Rav Mishar Shemishmai, Rav Abad, Yichtiv, Messiah Avanim yatzev bahim. Right, look at Nikutei Rashi there, Messiah Avanim. Says a Messiah Avanim mimachtzavotam, right? So those who take them out from the quarry, right? Beharim mityagelehim, they get tired from all the hard work. Elu balei Mishnah, ובוקעי העצים יסכן, and the guys who are chopping wood, אלו בעלי תלמוד. רבי חנין אומר, כל ימי הנערים, what does it mean, all the days of the anio, of a bad? זה מי שיש אישה רעה, he's got a bad wife. וטוב לב משתה תמיד, זה שיש לו אישה טובה, he's got a great wife, he's happy, he's partying all the time. רבי ינא אומר, כל ימי המראיינים, זה איסטניס, he's a guy who's very particular. וטוב לב, because he can never enjoy anything. וטוב לב משתה תמיד, זה שדעתו יפה. Right, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im Zeh Rachmani, Rachmani, a guy who's a Rachman, V'tov Lev Mishteh Tamid, is Zeh Achzari. What is it? It should be the other way around. We'll see this tomorrow. Okay.